tuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the Scorpio Books Spotlight. We've got the wonderful Kezia in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your outfit's great today.
Thank you.
You guys always dress quite well.
We're a very fashionable lot at Scorpio.
You are. You're like quietly fashionable and steezy, but we're on the radio, so it's not that helpful really, is it? How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Busy times here and at Scorpio Books, really. Three events last week.
Yeah.
My gosh.
A lot going on.
Everyone's just wanting to launch books, aren't they?
Busy time.
Is this a recent launch we've got in front of us?
It's not a recent launch. It is recently published. This is fresh on the shelves.
Oh, I love that.
And it's a little different from something I would usually review, but it is the 1st of October. Where did the time go? But it is Halloween month, so I wanted to do something with monsters.
Yes, great. I love Halloween as well. So please tell us about this book.
All right, so this is Aisle 9 by Ian X. Cho, and this is this post-apocalyptic, well, the apocalypse hasn't happened quite yet, but it is this alternate 2024 where it's set after the event of what was, it was known as Hell Portal Day. Hell Portal Day. One day, all across the world, all of these portals opened up in random places and demons came pouring out.
Oh, lovely.
And chaos ensued. And this is the aftermath of that chaos.
Right.
And we're following a 17-year-old, Jasper. He works at this big discount mart.
Oh, love it already. Love it.
And the mart where he works, which is the Here For You mart, has a demon portal in aisle 9. But it has been deemed safe enough that they can stay open.
No!
Yes.
Oh, that's such like capitalist behaviour, isn't it?
Yeah. So every day, you know, he wakes up, he goes to work, he helps customers. Maybe this day a demon will come bursting out and they'll have to lock it down. But then, you know, the demon gets killed, they open up again. They continue on as best they can. And so Aisle 9 is cordoned off and it's protected by these soldiers that belong to this corporation called Vanguard. And it's a corporation that started up after Hell Portal Day.
Yeah, right.
And they filled this need of like, well, we're going to take care of it. We'll guard the portals. We'll slay the demons. And they used that to leverage control and they essentially took over. Like they've replaced the government. Yep. They're now living in this like corporate military state.
Right. Okay. Like
every person's phone has the Vanguard app. They get points if they witness demon attacks. And so it like introduces this weird thing where like it talks about the mental toll that this like constant like fear and like destruction would wreak on you.
Yeah.
But then you also have obviously there are people who are desperate. There are kids who lost their whole families on Hell Portal Day.
Right,
they're living alone and so they seek out demon attacks. They go to these portals so they can get the points and they can use the points to buy food and necessities.
It's almost like social credit in a way.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And so it's, I don't know, it's this kind of commentary on, you know, how capitalism and consumerism it would just grind on through catastrophes as it does.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But it's also the, so the demons are actually, it's not really hell that they come from. It's like this world where your nightmares come to life. So these demons are actually like human creations. They're from people's nightmares.
Right. They've
gained sentience. And so they're all just absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have this dichotomy of like, there's the horror of these demons are escaping and killing people. But they're just these absolutely like random objects.
Oh
like
my god. Just,
you know, your nightmares can get weird.
Yeah,
they're nonsensical.
Well, totally. Like dreams almost never make any sense.
Yeah, so imagine if like just these random creatures like coming to life.
Does anyone go through the portal?
There is.
Okay. Let's not. No spoilers.
We won't get too far into that. Uh-huh. But yeah, and once they get inside, that's like a really interesting scene in the book.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Inside
right.
of the portal, but I don't want to say too much
okay,
on
okay,
that.
Okay. Yeah. Totally.
Spoil
of
it. So you have the commentary on consumerism and capitalism in Crisis, and then you also have the demons as inner demons. There's a
yeah,
lot of like
yeah, of course. Yeah.
metaphors. Yeah. There's a lot of like talk of hopelessness and how you combat that, but it's all so lighthearted and fun.
I was going to say, like the premise, the cover, it all looks like there's a lick of humor to it all.
Yeah, it's all really done in like a poking fun kind of way. And I think because it's a young adult novel, the protagonists being these witty, tired, sarcastic teenagers is
yeah.
just the perfect balance
yeah, totally,
to
yeah.
this world that's been created.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
I
just
can believe
so
that.
Fun seeing them react. It's like, oh, a demon's gone out of AO9 again. Like, who's going to go clean it up?
Shit.
Like, it's just so fun, and it doesn't take itself too seriously at all, but then it does have these themes that I think are touched on really well. So it's this really
yeah,
great
right.
balance.
Wow. That's quite well done. Yeah. Now, did it make you think about, like, oh, gosh, corporations do this and, like,
yeah,
capitalism
absolutely.
Does that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting. Oh, my God. So, one more time, what is this called?
Aisle 9 by Ian X Cho.
Now, I've never heard of Ian X Cho.
It's a debut.
Is it?
It's a very well-done debut.
Oh, I love a debut, and I mean, especially if they're done well. And such an original idea.
Yeah.
No one else has come here with, like, a book about a portal. And a
so fun to explore.
So marketable. So very cool. Is there anything exciting going on at Scorpio Books at the moment?
Oh, lots of new releases out on the
Lovely.
Shelves. A lot, especially today. Today is a big new release
oh,
day.
Really?
We're going to have a lot of new stock coming out.
Oh, okay. I feel like it's been... Is 2024 quite a big year for books? Like, I feel like there's been a lot of books this year.
But I think I feel that every year. It's yeah. hard to tell. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of new books coming out. Like, a yeah. lot of great-sounding books. I'm like, oh, I probably thought the same thing last year.
Yeah, that's so fair. I probably did too. Well, Kezia, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Aisle 9, kind of want to read it.
You absolutely should.
It's a young adult book, but yeah, could like a slightly older adult still enjoy it? Anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I find that with, well, even kids' books, really.
Oh, yeah, same.
yeah, one more time. Kezia, thank you so much for joining me
thank
this morning.
Thank you.